BBC News with Chris Berrow. Saif al-Islam Gaddafi, the second son of Libya's former leader Muammar Gaddafi, has reportedly been killed at his home by gunmen. He was wanted by the International Criminal Court for crimes against humanity for his alleged role in the suppression of opposition protests in 2011. Frank Gardner reflects on Saif al-Islam's life.
He was at one time thought to be the likely successor to Colonel Muammar Gaddafi, but he always rejected that idea. He was feared at home and quite well known abroad. He was quite a familiar figure on the lecture circuit. His luck ran out during the Arab uprising of 2011, where his father was killed and he was captured, and he was imprisoned for 6 years. Now, we don't yet know the exact details of how he's reported to have been killed in the last few hours or days, but it was reportedly, it was by four gunmen who cut off the CCTV. He came out to investigate, and that's when they ambushed him outside his home.
The Greek Coast Guard says at least 14 migrants have died in an incident off the island of Chios in the Aegean Sea. At least two Coast Guard officers and 25 migrants were injured. Hugh Morgan has the details.
The Coast Guard says they were in pursuit of the migrants' small, high-speed boat, which was making dangerous manoeuvres when it collided with their own vessel. Children and a pregnant woman are among those who've been taken to hospital. The Coast Guard and a Greek Air Force helicopter are carrying out a search and rescue operation for other survivors and those reported missing. Their nationality was not made clear, but Greece has long been a favoured gateway to Europe for migrants and refugees from the Middle East, Africa and Asia.
President Trump has said he got on very well with Colombia's president during talks at the White House following months of tension and mutual insults on social media. He added that he was working on lifting US sanctions placed on Gustavo Petro last year due to drugs trafficking allegations made without evidence after the Colombian leader criticised his policies. Mr. Petro said the positive dialogue had eased tensions and that he and Mr. Trump shared a love of freedom.
The atmosphere of the meeting, I believe, showed an encounter between equals, who think differently, yes, with different powers, obviously, but capable of finding common ground.
The Colombian president said that Mr. Trump had also agreed to mediate in Colombia's trade war with Ecuador. Thousands of Venezuelans have marched in Caracas to demand the release of Nicolas Maduro, a month after he was ousted as president in a deadly US military operation. The demonstration was organised by the government, which is led by Mr. Maduro's former vice president, Delcy Rodriguez. She's been cooperating with US demands, particularly on granting access to Venezuela's oil reserves. This is the world news from the BBC. The US House of Representatives has narrowly approved a spending package to end a partial government shutdown that began on Saturday. The measure funds most government agencies until the end of the fiscal year in September. Democrats are pressing the Trump administration to limit its migration deportation campaign. London police are to launch a criminal investigation into Peter Mandelson, the former minister and ambassador in Washington. Emails recently released suggest he may have passed sensitive government and financial information to the late paedophile Jeffrey Epstein. The government has said it's willing to publish some of the information it had collated on Lord Mandelson. Harry Farley reports.
These documents concern Sir Keir Starmer's decision to appoint Lord Mandelson as US ambassador and what was known then about his connections with Jeffrey Epstein. The Conservatives have tabled a rare parliamentary motion known as a humble address to try to force the release of the information. They want to see all papers relating to Lord Mandelson's appointment as ambassador, including details of his vetting for the role and any payments he received on his departure. But the government has amended the motion to agree to publish the documents apart from those deemed prejudicial to UK national security or international relations.
Spain's government has become the latest to say it will aim to ban social media for under-16s to protect them from harmful content. Announcing the move, the Spanish Prime Minister said online platforms should implement effective age verification systems. He said children should be protected from addiction, pornography and violence. Officials in Brazil say that at least 15 people, including three children, have died after a bus returning from a religious festival crashed in the northeast. The vehicle was carrying around 60 people back from celebrations for Our Lady of Candelaria, a Catholic event that attracts thousands of devotees. BBC News.